Blow on the paper. Blow fish. Please blow.
Supposed to be.
Go with the wind.
I knew it.
Oh, Bob, it was just about to get it. Can we give it to them?
Oh, please. I know you guys are in love, but y'all are making me sick.
I tried.
I was supposed to get Gone with the Wind from you blowing on the paper.
It's our turn.
Come on.
This time we're going for a green square.
Nobody in the whole movie even blows on the paper.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
And go. It's a wheel, it's a streetcar, not desire!
You got that from a ghost head.
It's not a ghost head, it's a car!
And it's nicely drawn, too, look at that.
That's not even a good ghost head. Y'all must be giving each other signals.
Oh, Walter, you are just a sorry loser. Now roll again.
Wait, we had a serious disadvantage here. Let's switch teams, y'all take Dwayne.
Where? Hello, Jaleesa, Kimberly, Leslie, Walter, Robert,
We were playing in the lobby, but some of us got a little rowdy.
No explanations necessary. Mi casa es everyone's casa.
Do you want to play?
Yeah, we'll take you.
I have to take a rain check. There's a French film festival at the student union. Or should I say Union des Students? Comfy and cozy.
Oh, I just stand.
As long as you're comfy.
Okay. These are the new teams. Me, Jaleesa, and Leslie against Romeo and Juliet and Dumbo.
I was trying to see right where this...
Trying to say something, Robert.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
I had no idea. Please forgive me.
Don't worry about it.
I forgot my gloves.
Your hands aren't warm enough. Don't mind me. This is where I came in.
Night, Robert.
Night.
Well, it looks like the love bug is making a meal out of your heart.
You might say that.
How much of a meal? Forget I asked. Whitley Gilbert, mind your own beeswax.
This man is too good to be true. I mean, he's just everything. I mean, we laugh, we talk.
He is cute.
He's adorable. You should see the way he reads. I've never seen anybody hold a book like this.
Maybe in these glasses.
I hope not. I love his eyes.
Kimberly, no one appreciates the first blush of romance more than I. And while there is a time and a place for everything, is this always going to be the place?
Oh, I know what you mean. This could get awkward. You know what the guys at the boys' dorm do for privacy?
Come in off the lawn.
They have a signal. When Robert's here, what if I hang a towel over the doorknob?
A towel? That is so locker room.
I've got it. A scarf.
Okay, but I get to pick it.
Oh, it goes without saying.
Aren't we just the perfect team? When an ugly problem rears its head, we just lop it off.
Upon the pillowcase I view a strand of hair that is not mine. I gaze on it and think of you. Remembrances run through my mind. If I could take back yesterday, the things I said I'd all replace, and say the things I meant to say, and dry my tear-soaked pillowcase.
Thank you, Mr. Adams. Comments? Ah, the hand of Miss Brooks. Long may it wave.
Sir, I found it simplistic.
Need I ask you to elaborate?
The purpose of poetry is to take a familiar idea and present it in a new and innovative fashion. This is an old tune to a familiar refrain.
You have to call on her. She doesn't like anything.
Just my opinion.
Of which there is no shortage.
I know what she's saying, sir.
Yes.
I felt that in its attempt to become simple and direct, it became maudlin.
Well put, Winston.
Hey, Mr. Adams, I realize this is a work in progress. May I?
Of course.
Before you turn in your final draft, you could take a blue pencil to some of the more sentimental images.
Yes, Dr. Foster.
Fine.
You might also urge him to examine rhyme scheme.
Even as I urge you to examine the merits of silence. Well, we're approaching the end of the hour. Oh, dear.
Just wanted to remind everyone that the deadline for the poetry review is tomorrow.
Is that it?
Yes.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at our next meeting, I will be collecting your works in progress. I will not be accepting excuses in progress. Goodbye.
Bye.
Freddie, I've almost finished my poem. Can I bring it over to you this afternoon?
Sure, I'll be home after four.
I think you're gonna love it.
I'm sure I will.
Randall, I hope I was helpful.
I hate you.
You would not believe the morning I have had. First, I ripped not one but two pairs of stockings, which make me late for a pop quiz for Dr. Parker, of all people. And then, as I'm walking home, Dean Hewitt's dog chases me halfway across campus and I break my new snakeskin pumps. I hate chihuahuas. They look like little rats.
Does this look like the complaint bureau?
I can see the milk of human kindness is curdling around here. Momentito, por favor. I need to get into my room.
Whitley, this is not a good time.
It's 11:45 a.m. Now, that scarf wasn't on the doorknob when I started limping down the hallway, and if I had two good heels, I'd be in there by now.
Whitley, this is really not a good time.
It hasn't been a good time all week. Now, I need to get in there and get me two good shoes at work.
Okay, one minute.
Hurry up.
How about these?
Jaleesa! Jaleesa!
You banged?
Your resident assistant, assist me. Call the dorm meeting right now.
Okay, but just a small thing. What are we meeting about?
Freshmen and their hormones.
We were meeting last month. You must have missed it, Whitley.
Jaleesa, look over there. In the last week, that doorknob has worn my scarf more than I have.
Give it those shoes, it'll be the best-dressed door in Gilbert.
Isn't there a dorm rule regarding gentlemen callers?
Mm-hmm. You're allowed to have them.
But under that rule, isn't there a clause that says there's no illicit behavior on the premises?
Now, how do you know that it's illicit?
Jaleesa, come now. Has it been that long? Now, when I so graciously consented to the idea of having a roommate...
You mean when it was shoved down your throat?
The arrangement was for a roommate. Not a roommate and a playmate!
Whitley, this is something that you two have got to work out yourselves.
That's it? That's your residential assistance?
Mm-hmm.
All right, meet. Have a seat.
You don't look very happy.
Have either of you seen a poetry review?
Not yet.
I just skimmed it, but it is on my night table.
Well, what happened?
I wrote a lovely poem about an ant. Maybe it wasn't perfect, but it was about an ant. Before it was destroyed by your roommate. How could you let him do this to me?
Me. I wasn't there, okay? I was not there.
Read this. Hope you haven't eaten yet.
Ode to an Ant by Winston Woodson.
Who's he? I'll just keep reading. Gasping, drowning, air, death, insignificant speck. Yo, this is deep. Gen, genocide, zoo, suicide, pesticide, insignificant speck.
Now, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, you know,
it's obscure, self-indulgent, and stupid.
And it don't rhyme.
You know, I finally thought I found someone who respected my poetic voice. And what did she turn out to be? A mutilator of words. I just hope people still take me seriously as a poet.
I know I will.
Kimberly, we have to talk.
Willie, I'm really sorry about what happened earlier. I mean, Robert and I were studying, but, well, one thing led to another.
Well, it appears to me that our little signal system isn't working as smoothly as we had hoped. So this is what I propose. Robert never sets foot in the room again.
Whitley, where are we supposed to go?
Oh, I don't know. Why don't you buy one of those air mattresses and then you can inflate it whenever the mood hits you?
Robert is a part of my life, and I am going to be spending a lot of time with him, and that's the way it's going to be.
Well, if you're going to behave like that, I guess we can no longer live together.
Fine with me.
Well, fine then. It's fine with her, then it's fine with me. I'm gonna tell Letty, and then I'm gonna call Daddy, and then I'm gonna call Oprah.
Whitley, you sit out here in the cold talking to yourself for too long and you don't start answering yourself.
You try to be generous, accommodating, considerate. You give half your room your favorite scarf, and what does it get you? A cold seat on a cold slab.
Why don't we go inside and get a warm slab?
Problem is, I've been too nice.
Too nice?
For too long.
Too long? That means we can go inside now?
You know what it means? I'll tell you what it means. A change is gonna come.
Professor Foster?
Miss Brooks, thank you for coming in early. I wanted to speak with you.
Yes, sir.
I've read the poetry review. The layout is eye-catching. The artwork is perfectly complimentary. The selection of verses...
Inspired. Sir, you don't know what it means to me to hear you say that. I was very nervous. I wouldn't do a good job.
You didn't. Miss Brooks, you have the potential to be a very fine writer. If only you could see that potential in your other classmates.
Professor Foster, I worked very hard to make sure that each of those poems was perfect.
I'm sure you did. The problem is there is no such thing as a perfect poem. And it is not the editor's job to create one.
I'm a little confused.
Look here, Miss Brooks. Of the 18 poets you've published here, 16 came to visit me, 13 were weeping.
Suppose I was a little overzealous.
And arrogant. When I was a first-time editor, I too felt it was my task to correct the work of my fellow poets. Thankfully, my advisor had the sense to remove me from my position. And now I'm going to exercise that same good sense.
Sir.
Someday you'll be ready to resume your position, and when you do, may I offer one suggestion?
Yes.
My dear Miss Brooks, lighten up. Okay?
Hi.
Hi.
Winston, I shouldn't have changed your poem like that. I'm sorry.
Apology accepted.
You'll be relieved to know that someone else will be editing the next poetry review.
I know. I'll try to be gentle.
Okay, I'll see if I would raise your tip. I fold. Dwayne, as your financial advisor, I advise that you do the same. Now, how good could the boy's hand be? I'll see you. That's one answer. That's one answer.
Dwayne, are there any games you can play?
I can play knock you upside your head.
Hello, Dwayne. Greetings, Robert.
Whitney, what's up?
Is this your desk?
Yeah. Hey!
What are you doing? Who is this woman, and why is she trashing our room?
Forgive me, I'm Whitley Gilbert, your new roommate. And you?
Randall Adams.
Charmed. Is that your bed?
Yeah.
Robert, next time she asks you that question, man, say no.
Whitley, have you lost your mind?
No, I've come to my senses. Now, Randall, we have to talk about these posters. This room is just a little too Spuds McKenzie for me.
Walter!
Randall, if we're gonna get along, you can't go screaming to the top of your lungs every time I make a little bitty suggestion. Now, where's the ladies' room?
We don't have one, Whitley.
Oh, well, when I'm in there, I'll just put a scarf on the doorknob.
Whitley! What's going on?
I'm moving in.
Oh, well, then welcome to Red Lurkin Hall. I'll be right down the hall if you need me.
Walter!
Oh, I almost forgot. You can't live here.
I don't see why not. This bed's just going to waste. And our company already. Hello, Kimberly. Make yourself at home.
Well, I can see everything here is under control.
Walter!
Guys, let's let Whitley and her guests have some privacy. Dwayne, what you doing standing around in your drawers? You show some respect and go get some pants on. I was doing my laundry, man.
Whitley, this time you have lost it.
Have I? Could you hand me those stockings over there, please?
Wouldn't it have been easier if you just came and talked to me?
I tried that. I told you I didn't want Robert in my room.
That's exactly the point. You don't talk to me, you order me around. Take down that poster. I want my bed. No boyfriends in my room.
Well, what am I supposed to say? You're not being fair. You're monopolizing the whole room.
That would have been a great place to start.
You didn't already know that?
Whitley, I'm sorry.
Continue.
Continue?
I'm sure you have more to say than that.
Well, maybe I was being a little selfish.
Thoughtless, inconsiderate, and rude.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I was not rude. You were rude.
Oh, now you're being petty. What are you trying to say? You don't want me to be your roommate?
Well, you don't want me.
Whatever gave you that idea?
Well, you moved out.
I had no choice.
Okay, fine. Stay here.
Well, the least you can do is help me move my things.
Know what? We deserve each other.
Well, you deserve me, but I don't know if I deserve you. You're not laughing.
Let's go home.
Kimberly, did you see Dwayne in those shorts with those ashy knees?